It's October, which means it's Cybersecurity Awareness Month in the USA. It's also Cybersecurity Month here in the UK and in the EU. So it's no surprise that this week's episode is all about security, but of a different kind. Welcome to the Go Beyond Disruption podcast. It's brought to you by the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, the unified voice of the AICPA and CIMA. Every week on the podcast, we share insights from inside the accounting and finance profession that help you stay ahead of the curve, whatever business you're in. From the London office of the AICPA and CIMA, I'm Kyle Hannan. It's October, Cybersecurity Awareness Month. We're talking about professional reassurance. We're doing that with my guest, the CEO of CPA.com, Erik Asgeirsson. For clarity, CPA.com is a subsidiary of the AICPA, which is the world's largest accounting association. Erik has been president and CEO of CPA.com for the past 15 years, and he was part of the original founding team. Under his leadership, CPA.com established itself as a leader on emerging technologies and as a key solution provider to accounting firms in the US, and now with a growing global focus too. We'll be talking about that shortly. Erik's been on Accounting Today's list of the top 100 most influential people in the accounting profession, and he's been on that list on and off for the past decade. He's a member of numerous advisory boards and also led the creation of a private company financial information clearinghouse called Rivio, and has overseen the launch of a new top-level domain for the accounting and finance profession. That's the reason he's here on the podcast today. We're talking about .cpa. Now, before we have that conversation, I just need to point out that my throat is slightly scratchy today, so as I reach for a soothing cup of water, I think it's time for us to meet our guest. Erik, where are you joining us from today?
Hi, Kyle. I'm joining you from New York City, and it's great to be with you, and I'm looking forward to our discussion today.
Well, I did mention that your work with CPA.com is something that many people already know about. Give us a quick idea of how CPA.com aligns with the wider organization, the AICPA and CIMA.
Yeah, CPA.com, what we are all about is empowering the profession for the digital age. We put a lot of focus into working with firms, but it's not just about firms. It's about also members that are in companies, in business and industry. But the things that we do at CPA.com is one, really make sure that we're connected to the overall technology ecosystem and all that they're doing in bringing new capabilities forth for firms and for companies. I mean, they truly are, these technology companies are transforming the practice of accounting. And what we also think a lot about are these different technology triggers in the evolution of the practice and how we can put these new capabilities in the hands of the firms and at times in the hands of members in companies and business and industry.
Now, it's normally described as the technology arm of the AICPA, isn't it? So where would the typical CPA encounter the work that you do or the products that you're most associated with at CPA.com?
We're at the forefront of many of the emerging areas. Over the past decade, we've been very focused on the move to the cloud, the build out of the client accounting services line, the virtual CFO line. And both of those are must-haves in this pandemic environment that we're living in. It's critical that firms are able to work remotely through cloud computing capabilities. And it's also critical that they can support their clients' businesses, the small businesses, with virtual CFO services. So that's one. We're heavily involved in the Dynamic Audit Solution Initiative, which is transforming the way audits are being done. We also have been involved in many other of the practice areas. We do some things related to tax services, and we're thrilled to be bringing .cpa to the firms as well.
Yes, I mentioned that was the latest piece of work that your teams delivered. You announced that just over a month ago, I think on the 1st of September. Why is this so important to the profession?
Well, I mean, when you think about the internet, it's evolving like everything else. And, you know, we all utilize the internet every day. There's close to 5 billion internet users. And there's actually over 350 million domains registered. And what the governing body of the internet, ICANN, realized was that they needed to evolve it. They needed to put in place capabilities to provide greater trust in security. So they came up with these new top-level domains that are available to communities and entities. And these communities and entities can put in place best practices that drive greater trust and security. So we can talk about that. But I think, you know, everyone knows about .com. 40% of the internet is on .com, but you also have the country codes and you have these new top level domains. So there's a lot of growth going on in how businesses represent themselves digitally. And they know that, you know, clients and users want greater security and trust, and you really can get greater security and trust through these new top-level domains, and that's what a .cpa is.
So help me understand this. When you talk about what a top-level domain actually is, you've given a good example of where people would already be encountering them on the web. You gave the example of .com. We all know that whenever anyone's opening up a business, you're always encouraged to try and get the domain, the .com. Can you get a .com to fit with your name? And that's why some people will sometimes not really worry about what comes before the dot. They can call it myhairykneecap.com. As long as it's not in use, you can make a brand out of whatever comes before the dot. But what comes after it, that's the top-level domain, isn't it? That's what you're talking about.
That's correct. What the top-level domains are they're actually roots on the internet. And just talking about .com, there's over 140 million domains registered in .com. But you can also have domains registered in .org for not-for-profits, .edu, educational entities, .gov, the country codes. And now what we're all seeing is, you know, companies leveraging them. Amazon uses .aws, KPMG has launched .kpmg, there's .chase. It's a long list of what has occurred in entities and communities creating these new roots on the internet. And there's a process that you have to go through to qualify for this. It took us a number of years. We've been talking about this for a number of years. It took us a number of years for the AICPA to be successfully awarded the .cpa domain. There was a lot of interest in .cpa. Google and others were interested in rolling this out. It's great that the profession is going to be leading and managing the .cpa domain. We can talk about how we're going about that. We're obviously leveraging a number of leading suppliers and partners to support the running of a domain, and that's what you need to do. So when we run .cpa, we're actually using a registry that then puts these address servers around the world. So when someone types in a particular URL, they are sent to the right domain lookup record that brings you to that entity's website. So people don't think a lot about how the internet works. It works really well, and it's based on this domain structure that's been put together by ICANN. And these are things that this listening group probably doesn't need to understand. What they need to understand is what the opportunity is related to registering these new domains, in particular for firms, and what the opportunity is for firms related to leveraging .cpa to provide, you know, greater trust and security for their clients. And it's also a great branding opportunity.
Exactly. And I think it's important to just remind people that this isn't a case of going online, paying $27.99 to register a domain name for 3 years that you would on any typical internet domain name registration provider. This is something that took lobbying, it took cooperation, it took many people and many organizations working closely together, CPA.com, AICPA, to actually work with ICANN the organization that allocates domain names to create and deliver and implement something like this. And this is why this is such a big thing. So let's talk about the big impact that this can have on the user of .cpa. In fact, let's just step back a bit. Who would use a domain like .cpa?
Well, it's who would use it is who's eligible to use it. And who's eligible to use it are licensed firms and licensed CPAs. And in this first phase, we're rolling it out initially to licensed firms. And what this is going to provide, this new top-level domain, is it has controls in place that will greatly minimize things such as phishing and spoofing attacks. There are no controls related to .com. Anybody can register a .com address, as you were describing earlier. And what happens is many bad actors register .com addresses. They create imitation sites, and then they launch these spoofing and phishing attacks to, in many cases, to create financial fraud, to get payments sent to them. What you'll have with .cpa is it will be impossible for one of those bad actors to register a domain, because you have to be a licensed firm or a licensed CPA to be eligible. And on top of that, we also have some monitoring that we're going to be putting in place related to .cpa. Thirdly, it's going to provide an opportunity for firms to enhance their brand. Many firms did not get the most ideal domain because there was not enough inventory. As you described at the start here, sometimes you have to really search hard for an available .com name. There's going to be great availability. And right now we're in this early application phase where we're providing an opportunity for firms here in the U.S. To register .cpa and take advantage of their existing digital brand and leverage that as part of the process, which we can talk about shortly.
And you did mention the first phase you're in, and we're having this conversation about a third of the way through Cybersecurity Awareness Month in the USA. And of course, it's also National Cybersecurity Month here in the UK and the EU. So not only are we in the middle of Cybersecurity Month, but we're also in the midst of a very disrupted, very fast-changing time, an era where online security, privacy, trust are more important than ever. But they're also feeling more fragile, I think, than ever before. And when we think about all of this, I'm starting to understand why this .cpa domain is so important. Because as I understand it, you could set anything up, best CPA on the block.me, but now it could be best CPA on the block.cpa. Then you would know that that is actually reassuringly going to be a CPA firm, and it's registered and it's accredited and it's checked by organizations such as yourself. So it's all about trust. I totally get that. And I know there's a quote from Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, the phrase "what's in a name" comes to mind, but it's about more than just the domain name, isn't it? If you look beyond that label, what are some other ways of providing assurance through something like .cpa?
Well, I mean, I've mentioned some of the primary elements, and the primary elements are verification, that you know that they're a legitimate firm, a licensed firm, or a licensed CPA. And then secondly, that there's going to be much lower risk of receiving a false email from somebody that you think might be your CPA firm. And there's a lot of fraud that occurs around the filing of tax returns, the filing of payments. So this is important. It's important for firms to think about their overall security framework. They need to do things such as put in place portals. And this is another element by leveraging the .cpa top-level domain. They'll be able to put enhanced security practices in place for their clients. And then it's just going to be a tremendous, tremendous branding opportunity for the firm. It basically tells the audience, tells your clients what you do when you give them your digital identity, which is your storefront today. We're all working remotely, so that is your way you connect with the marketplace. And there's been a lot of excitement around the launch of .cpa over the past 45 days. We've had a few thousand firms already sign up, a very, very high percentage of the top 100 and top 500 firms have already signed up. And they're doing it for the elements we've been discussing, greater security, greater trust, and also this opportunity of branding by basically telling the marketplace, telling your client base what you do by your digital identity.
When a firm comes to the table and starts to talk about using something like this top-level domain .cpa, what kind of things, from your experience, are they most interested in exploring? What does it seem to attract in terms of interest or use cases? Give us a sense of how it's being practically used.
I think the first thing everyone is always concerned about is what could they get? They're very interested in understanding the process around eligibility. Am I eligible? And then secondly, okay, how does this early application phase work? And one thing that we've made clear is that they can leverage their existing digital brand in their application for .cpa. And we followed the best practices of other domain launches. So you're allowed to leverage your existing .com URL in the application. And we're guaranteeing that at a minimum, you will receive that in .cpa. So it's a transition from .com to .cpa. And one thing, I know we've got listeners outside the US. This is, we've got the verification process set up in the US. So this is what we're doing first. But we are in 2021 going to be taking this to the global market, and we'll be working on similar rollouts with these other communities around the world. And it will be, you know, in markets where you have the CPA credential.
Talk me through some of the stages over the course of the next few months. We're about halfway through the first one, which I understand ends at the end of October 2020. What's happening during this first stage?
Well, it's an important phase for firms in the US to take advantage of, because during this first phase, as I just described, you have the opportunity to leverage your existing .com URL to improve your chances of getting your most desirable .cpa domain. So, for example, if you're Kyle, if your firm's just called Kyle and you're Kyle .com today, you then can apply for Kyle.cpa. And as I just said, you will be guaranteed to receive that. You can also apply for a derivative of that. And that happens a lot because, believe it or not, about 30 to 40% of the domains today already have CPA to the left of the .com, or they have something like LLC or Co in their name because they couldn't get their most ideal term when they registered their original .com address. So that's why it's important for them to take advantage of this early application phase. After this early application phase, then it'll just be a first come, first serve. So you'll go to domains.cpa. And again, this is still just US based. And if the URL is available and you're eligible, you'll be able to reserve that. And that will go on during November and December. Then in January, we're opening it up to individual CPAs. And then, as I said, we're going to be opening it up to other markets in 2021.
Of course, it's when you're searching on the internet for a CPA that this makes a lot of sense, because many people don't realize that if you're going to just type "find me a CPA" online, you will get hundreds of thousands of returns. But when you're typing a search engine instruction into your search bar, you can tell it to only look inside a particular domain. So you could say, find me firms that are only from the domain .cpa. That means every single search return you get will be provided with that assurance that you're getting connected with a legitimate provider of financial services. That's the case, isn't it?
That'd be a great outcome. I don't know if everyone does searches today with that filter set like that. So that's something that I'd like to look into the data around how many people are doing filtered searches. But that would be, if you do a filtered search and it was just around .cpa, then you'd only receive returns with legitimate licensed firms or individuals. When you think about search engine optimization, though, there is questions on that. People have put a lot of effort into their existing websites, and this is something that we've put a lot of work into, and that is, you know, making sure firms understand how to maintain their SEO equity. So I'm kind of changing the topic a little bit here versus the point you just made. But when you migrate from one domain to another, there is a standard process you follow when you need to inform Google. Google's basically the post office of the internet here. You need to tell Google that you're moving from one domain to another, and you can actually transfer your SEO equity. And we've used the analogy that it's like changing your physical address, and you have to tell the post office you got a new physical address. When you change your digital address, you tell Google, and you can maintain your SEO equity. And what you were talking about is maybe some future when this gets major traction, that this could realize in better results related to search inquiries. And we think there's potential for that, and we're excited about that.
And I think that really makes so much sense, because you would have so many people out there who may not be CPAs, but the fact that there is now a top-level domain called .cpa is going to be helping them when they're looking for one. And I think that sounds like a win-win to me. So you talked about the next stage as it starts to roll out, January 2021. That's a couple of months away from where we are now. But let's talk about where we are now. If a CPA firm wanted to apply for their own .cpa domain, how would they know that they're eligible? How would they do it? What's the process?
Well, they need to be a licensed firm. And if they're unsure about that, they can ask us questions. They can go inquire with their local state board. So that's the eligibility. We can help people if they have questions around eligibility, but it is pretty straightforward. Right now it's licensed firms, and in January it'll be licensed CPAs. And then they just need to go to domains.cpa and put their applications in for, you know, what domains that they would like. And some larger firms have some creativity where they're thinking that they want multiple .cpa domains. Some smaller firms are just looking for a new improved address, or just looking to maintain their current .com address in .cpa and take advantage of the greater security and trust. And we've got a real well-outlined process on the next steps after you are awarded a .cpa domain. In the first month, we have a service, or we'll provide a free redirect of your new domain to your existing one. And then over the next year, we have tools and practices that we're putting in place to help firms with the migration and setup of their new domains on .cpa.
While they're waiting for the confirmation of the .cpa allocation, do they have to keep their own website going? In fact, after they've had this .cpa allocation confirmed, will they have to change their own website URLs? Will they have to set up an auto forwarder? What's some good practice there?
So you right now, if you don't have a website, you can still apply for .cpa. And there's some firms that are doing that. So there's always a question around that. But just let's use the example. You have a website today, and then you get a new .cpa domain. What you're going to do is you'll first just do a redirect to that website, and then over time, you will change your DNS records from your .com domain, if it's a .com. It could be, you know, country code domain, but from or some other domain. Not everybody's always on .com. You could be on .net. But you'll move it from that address in your DNS records, and that's a technical term, to the new .cpa domain. And we've got best practices and assistance related to that, if that's something you need additional help with.
You can find guidance, I would imagine, at domains.cpa. Was that the website you'd normally recommend people?
Domains.cpa. A lot of information there. There's a position paper, a lot of tutorials, a lot of videos, and we'll probably have to put this podcast there as well.
Talking of which, Eric, what do you see ahead for .cpa? Are there any developments that we should be seeing toward the end of 2021? Any other exciting things coming up, perhaps from cpa.com?
This is a very, very significant step for the profession. It's a leadership step for accounting, for CPAs, related to how we all work today. We all work today in this remote fashion, online. We will sometime be getting back to our offices, but digital is so, so important. And this is the evolution of the internet. Some people are calling it Internet 2.0. You've been hearing about top-level domains. They're going to become more and more important in the years to come. And it's exciting that we are on the forefront of this. We are now an address on the internet. And this is something that will help all firms because it's going to create broader awareness. You've been mentioning that throughout today's podcast. And it's going to clearly indicate how we take security seriously, and we want to take the right steps to put these capabilities in place. So we're excited about it. There's going to be things that we'll be adding to this digital offering, such as capabilities around securities and email management, maybe some website capabilities. But right now, we're just very focused on getting .cpa successfully launched to the market in the U.S. and, as I said, in other global markets in 21.
Sounds exciting. And the journey starts here, and there's plenty of scope for where it goes in the future. Now, as we wrap up, Eric, if we were to give you a Go Beyond Disruption t-shirt, you could put one thing on the front, and I think I know what the answer is going to be. What would that t-shirt say?
Well, if it's a slogan, I just say the time is now. The time is now. The opportunity has never been better across so many areas of enabling your firm. Today, we've been talking about .cpa. The time is now for .cpa. The time is now for putting in place more digital capabilities so you can enhance the services you're providing to your clients, or if you're in a company, to your users in the company.
Like it. Time is now. .cpa. Thanks again to my guests, the CEO of cpa.com, Eric Askerson. We'll leave it there, but as we've said, the show notes will have links to all of the resources that Eric's mentioned. And a quick listener note, if you're listening to this podcast right now, your phone's in your pocket, you can just view those show notes really easily, take it out of your pocket, click on the info icon for this episode in your podcast app. You can do that on your tablets, or if you're on your computer, you can open your web browser and click on the episode right there, and you'll see all the show notes with the links embedded. Of course, the two websites we recommended that help you stay ahead of the curve, cpa.com and domains.cpa. That is domains, that's plural, domains.cpa. Thanks again to our guest. And of course, thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed the episode, go tell someone about it, subscribe, or of course, send us your feedback. We'd love to know what you think and what you'd like to hear more of. You can email us via the feedback link in those show notes. From our AICPA and CIMA office in London, I'm Kyle Hannan, and we'll be back soon with more conversations that help you and your profession to go beyond disruption. Till next time, keep listening and keep safe. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Beyond Disruption, brought to you by the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. Learn more about today's topic at AICPA-CIMA.com/disruption. This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.